And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A wide-ranging examination of the U.S.-China relationship is set to launch on Capitol Hill this week. VOA's Catherine Gibson explains.
Members of a new House committee telling VOA that this moment is more serious than the Cold War. Republican Representative Dusty Johnson.
It's a very different environment. I mean, we didn't need to, in a targeted way, decouple our economy from that of the Soviet Union's. The Soviet Union was a one-dimensional threat. It was a military threat. The Chinese Communist Party is a threat in a much more comprehensive way.
Lawmakers say the committee, led by Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher and ranking Democratic Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, will look at every aspect of U.S. competition with China. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
China says it's closely monitored the flight of a U.S. surveillance plane through the Taiwan Strait Monday, accusing the U.S. of having deliberately disrupted and undermined the regional situation. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command says Chinese forces organized to keep an eye on the passage of the P-8A Poseidon anti-submarine patrol plane, and all matters were in hand. The head of the United Nations says Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine has triggered the most massive violations of human rights in the world today. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a speech in Geneva Monday that the invasion has unleashed widespread death, destruction, and displacement. In an AP interview, RAND Corporation's senior political scientist Samuel Cherup says Russian leaders did not plan well for the war with Ukraine. Ukraine, meanwhile, hopes to use battle tanks and other new weapons pledged by the West to launch new counteroffensives.